For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joel Gill, and this week we are taking charge and recapping the 2018 State FFA Convention, where we've had a chance to talk to some new state FFA officers and many local FFA members as we go to the Painesville FFA, and Ryland Sabo joining us. Ryland, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Well, not too bad. Ryland, introduce yourself a bit about your background and how you got involved with the Painesville FFA.
All right. Well, I'm a junior in high school at Ricori, actually, but I go to the Painesville chapter, and I've spent 3 years in FFA, and this year I got to compete at state for a parliamentary procedure.
And talk about that competition. How did you guys do, and was it difficult, or did you guys do well?
This was my first year on the team. We actually placed sixth at state. Four of the members on our team out of the six were all new. This was all our first year, and so we got sixth out of the state. And so we were pretty impressed with that because we finaled and passed in the preliminary rounds, and we were just pretty excited about that.
Ryland, what was key? Was it just practice, or...?
Yeah, it was a lot of practice, especially with the team members. A lot of them, all of us, had to be specifically dedicated to this team in order to achieve as well as we did.
Ryland Sable joining us with the Painesville FFA from Ricori High School. And Ryland, whatever got you involved in the FFA to start with?
Actually, I had an ag class that I took with our advisor, Natalie Utch, and she pretty much kind of pushed me in that direction, and she saw something in me and saw a leader in me, and that's exactly what I became in FFA.
So, Ryland, during the year, are you guys pretty active? What kind of things do you guys do?
Yeah, I'm a really active member this year. I'm the treasurer for our chapter, but one of the better things that we do for our chapter is like a troop retreat or capture chemotherapy is like going out and collecting food for our troops overseas or going out and collecting caps for kids that are going through chemotherapy.
Wow, some great events and great things you guys do. And I think a lot of folks are unaware it's more than just agriculture. You're really tied into the community, Ryland.
Absolutely. We are more tied into the community than most people even realize. FFA has kind of been always sewn into the fabric of what we do here in our small communities or large communities throughout the United States.
Ryland Sabo joining us with the Painesville FFA at Ricori Schools. When you reflect on the state convention this year, what are your takeaways this year from the state convention?
Well, this year at state convention, it was a blast being the 89th, next year being the 90th. What we saw is that our state officers this year had brought great enthusiasm to each session that they did and just the large sessions with all 3,000 members that were there. And we just saw we had a lot of great speakers, and it was just an amazing experience.
Ryland, can you foresee or preview that your FFA experience is going to affect where you go for a career in the future?
Yeah, I already kind of see that my experience in FFA has already brought me to become, I kind of want to go into ag policy because of being in FFA.
That's outstanding. Ryland Sabo joining us with the Painesville FFA chapter. Well, Ryland, congratulations on a great state convention. Thanks for sharing your FFA story, and we appreciate your time, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Ryland Sabo joining us here on Chasm Radio from Ricori Schools and the Painesville FFA. For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joe Gill.